Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is KJ Live,
yeah!
With Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry.
Hey, hey!
Now here's Chris Johnson.
You are now tuned in to KJ Live. I'm your host, Chris Johnson. Today's guest on the show played in the NBA 15 seasons, winning a NBA championship as a member of the Golden State Warriors in 2017. Since retiring, this former UCLA Bruin has carved a nice niche in the sports media space, covering the NBA for ESPN and as co-host of the award-winning podcast, All the Smoke. Please welcome Matt Barnes to KJ Live. What's up, Matt?
Man, Chris, what up? Are you going to speak with that serious intro voice the whole conversation?
Yeah, you know, that's my sick voice. You know, I had to give them that soft.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to keep the listener.
I feel you. Because
as soon as they play it, if they hear a weirdo voice, they're going to be like, I'm out, man.
Yeah,
you know, mess that.
You gave them what they're looking for.
Man, you're already on my head, man. And look, we go back and forth with the light skin thing all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm OG light skin, and I get it all the time. The other day, Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
D-Book.
Yeah, that was light skin on
Light skin on light skin. What did you make of that little beef or whatever you want to call it?
I like it. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen that out of Klay.
Yeah.
You know, ironically enough, we had just interviewed Klay the week before, so maybe, some of all the smoke rubbed off on him. But,
facts.
You know, I love it. You know, Devin Booker is one of the top two guards in the NBA. Klay has a Hall of Fame career, and, you know, he's trying to come back from two tough injuries to kind of get back in that top two guard conversation. So, I mean, I think it's dope. You know, two really good teams that should probably see each other, you know, late in the season and in the playoffs.
Yeah, and when you played in the league, Matt, you know, you were tough. You were hard-nosed. You developed a reputation as a guy that didn't take no shit. Mm-hmm. Do you think today's NBA versus the time that you played in the league, do you think it's soft now? Or how would you characterize the
league? I think it's just different. I think it's different. I wouldn't say soft. It's just it's transitioned into a different direction. It's more about scoring and highlights. But at the same time, that's the same thing that continues to make the game grow. You know, I broke it down to someone who, you know, I miss when you played or how it used to be or how it used to be before. And I'm just like, you know, this is a culture of headline reading and quick edits. So when you see highlights, you want to see Steph shooting from damn near half. You want to see someone dunking. You want to see more excitement. So the old, you know, the days of the defensive, you know, 89, 91 games, you know, I think are gone. And although I was a defensive type player, I don't mind it.
There's something to be said, too, for the culture that we live in and the way people respond to certain styles from our athletes. We see it in all sports, right? Yep. Baseball, you have celebrations now. Dudes are just going crazy and bat flipping. Football, you have the situation where you can't touch the quarterback. Things are really light. Roughing the passers called nearly every single play. And then basketball, right? You have the situation, the hands off and all that. Do you think that the entertainmentization of professional sports,
it's here,
is the move? Do you feel like, because there's a lot of purists out there, man.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah,
I mean, I just don't want it to affect the quality of the game,
right?
Like, I don't, you know, we were talking about this on ESPN the other day. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies are the new age of what the NBA is heading towards. They dance on the court, they celebrate, but they also play hard and good basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, if I don't mind with this, because we always have to adapt, no matter how pure we are. You know, the game is going to go the direction it's going to go, and it's always going to be a youth movement pushing it. So, you know, being someone who coaches 13-year-olds and has kids and just understand that this is a TikTok dancing era, I see that's where the game's going. So, like I said, I don't mind it as long as just the, you know, I don't want to see the competitive, you know, I think the competitiveness is a little, it's taking a few steps back because everyone's friends now. You know what I mean? We knew people, but it didn't matter, you know, how close you and I are. When when the ball went up, we could fight during the game and then have a drink after.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't want to see the competitiveness and the quality of the game take a step back, but I don't mind what this new age is bringing.
No, I love it. I love today's NBA. I love the skill set, and I love the way that they're allowed to get off.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was going to hate it. All the dribbling. A couple years ago, if you would have talked to me, I'd have been like, oh, man, too many five dribble step back combos. Yeah. Now, I'm kind of like, I like that stuff now.
I like it, but at the same time, you don't see that from the really good teams.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They play old school.
You know, the recipe to win hasn't changed.
Facts.
You know, you got to play defense. You got to play hard. You got to move the ball. So there are the guys that have the ability now to really dance with it, but you don't see the really good teams doing it too often.
Yeah. What did you make of the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole situation? I know you guys were up there to do some stuff, and it happened around the same time.
Yeah,
right?
We got there the day after it happened. I think the bigger issue is that it was leaked. We really haven't heard if whoever leaked it, you know, I want to see that person's face. I want to see their name. I want to make sure they're blackballed because that was wrong. But at the same time, you know, the incident just it's unfortunate. But you know as well as I do with, you know, your dad being in the NBA and you having your run in college and professional basketball, fights happen.
Yeah.
Fights happen. You know, I just don't think Jordan Poole was expecting that type of energy. But again, fights happen. You know, will their relationship ever be the same? Who knows? Will this mess the team up by any means? Absolutely not. And I think a lot of people were trying to say, oh, this is this and that, and Draymond needs to go, and Jordan shouldn't play. At the end of the day, both these guys are professionals. You know, Draymond has been a part of a dynasty. Jordan Poole is next in line. And, you know, that foundation is too solid for a fight to let, although it was a punch that, not even a fight, a punch that was seen around the world, that the foundation of that team is too sturdy from the top to the coaches to the players to let anything like that, you know, come back and bite them in the ass down the road. So, you know, you don't want to see it, but you have to understand it in competitive sports it happens.
Yeah, it does, especially on the pro level.
Mm-hmm.
I had mixed feelings about it. Because on one hand, it's kind of like my first thought was like, you know, what did Jordan Poole say to kind of do Draymond like that. But then it was like, man, Draymond didn't really have to respond that way. As I've gotten older, Matt, and I'm sure you have too, you reflect on decisions we make and how, and Draymond talked about it in his podcast, how, you know, how it affects everyone. Jordan's got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Caring about the next man. That's what I like to see and hear from people. And I think that's something that we kind of grew up not really caring about or just empathizing with.
Yeah, you know, there was no empathy.
Yeah, you're not empathizing with the dude.
You might feel bad, but you don't, there's no empathy.
Yeah, I'm not putting myself in your shoes and I don't care. Yeah. But now you see more empathy. And I think as a sports culture as a whole, that's a better way to kind of start dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
Man, everybody out here in L.A. is talking about Westbrook and the Lakers, man. I got to get your take on what's happening with the Lakers. And how can they fix that situation? Or can it be fixed, Barnes?
It's unfortunate, you know, with Russ being a Bruin brother. And I've always been a fan of him.
Me too.
Whether I'm playing against him or watching him, the way he approaches the game, I love. But that particular style just hasn't aged well. You know, he's not the – arguably he's been the most athletic point guard we've ever seen in the history of the game, and he's just not there anymore. So it would, you know, to me, I was thinking, you know, what's that, the next evolution of his game? You know, how do you start to change speeds and use more of your mind than your body? You know, as we get older in the league particularly, that's what it really becomes about. Because I still think he has a lot of game left, but I just don't think he was a very good fit for this team to begin with, because he's best with the ball in his hands. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, you have LeBron James, who's going to be the number one scorer and top 10 in assists. So you want the ball in his hands. Can it be fixed? Who's to blame? I don't know if it could be fixed. I really empathize with what Russ, from a standpoint of, this is home for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it looks like all the noise has taken the joy out of the game for him, you know, because he's always been one of the most mentally strong players we've ever seen. Nothing's ever bothered Russ.
Facts.
But I can definitely tell that L.A. noise has bothered Russ because there's so much of it. They've attacked his family. The disrespect on and we can get to this later, on, you know, the media outlets, the sports channels.
Yeah.
Like crossing the line, like not criticizing game, but, you know, disrespecting the person. And I'm never with that. You know, I'm not someone that thinks, you know, send him home. I'm here to send him home. And I try to find a trade.
Yeah.
I try to find a trade for him. You know what I mean? And we talked about this the other day with Rachel on All the Smoke. It's just like, you know, if they can wait till June, you know, Russ is going to come off the books. They have a max slot. And they can completely flip the face of this team for the first time, because they're going to finally have some flexibility and keep their draft picks that they have Denver down the road. Or do you make a move during the season? I never understood why the Buddy Hield and Miles Turner trade didn't get, because I think that would help the Lakers. Shooting, and Miles Turner is an active big, a real big that can block, who's led the league in shot blocks before. I'm not sure why that one has been held up to me. I think that's been the best look if there are going to be a trade, but it's just a shitty situation. The Lakers are, and I always tell people, because I play for both teams, but there's nothing like being a Laker. I don't give a fuck if they're the worst team in the NBA that hasn't won a game, or they're on the verge to a championship. The magnifying glass you're underneath is great, and it could be horrible in for this instance. So I don't know if it could be fixed. I'm always wishing for the best for Russ, and I always want to see LeBron do well. But this is, again, a poorly constructed roster, and I just, with puzzle pieces that I don't think necessarily fit.
Which brings me to my next question. If the roster, as everyone knows, is poorly constructed, right? And no shooters, this and that. Last year, you had like 8 guys they signed that were well past their prime, didn't really contribute. So why is it that Russell gets the brunt of the criticism versus, say, Rob Pelinka, who built the franchise?
Or who's really making the decisions? You know what I mean? That's my question, is who's really making the calls? You know, because I don't really know. And you hear there's a lot, there's a lot of influence over there.
Yeah.
So who is making the decisions? But absolutely right. You know, like, LeBron is best through his entire career when you put shooting around him.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Like, when you put shooting around him, plain and simple. You know, I think you hear that, you know, even DeMar said in the interviews, DeMar thought he was coming here. You know, DeMar could have been that kind of fit. But though you give up the last of, you know, obviously to get AD, they had to give away all those young pieces.
Yeah.
And all those young pieces outside of Ball being hurt, but even when he plays, all those guys are flourishing.
Looking great.
Man, looking great.
Looking great.
But would they have ever got to that level because they wouldn't have been able to have the ball in their hands this much on a LeBron James type team. And then the second time around when you go get Russ, you give up Kuzma, who's having a great year. You give up KCP, who hit big shots in the finals for you. You don't re-sign Caruso, who was a fucking spark plug.
And who everyone loves.
Everyone loved him. So, you know, decisions have been made. I'm not sure who's made them. But Russ is definitely not the pro. Like, we're losing. We're 0-4 because Russ didn't even play last night and you still lost. So it's just like Russ is the scapegoat. Russ is one of the problems, but it's not saying it's necessarily the same problem. I'm saying it's he's not playing well, so that's kind of a problem. But who knows, man? It's a big mess, and I don't know who's going to get blamed or who's involved, but so, you know, fingers have to be pointed. Again, it's the Lakers, so you're not expecting stuff like this.
I mean, at 0-4, at what stage do you start to question or point some of the blame at LeBron and question LeBron's leadership? Do you do that?
You can, because, I mean, it's his team. You know, so it's not necessarily that he's per se doing anything wrong, but we have to understand, like, this is year 20. I mean, he's getting his motor started. We know it's definitely a marathon for him, not a sprint. But again, you got to put pieces around him, especially older in his age, that could really do something. And then, you know, AD's been playing well, which is a good thing. It hasn't translated into win, but outside of AD, you got to put pieces around LeBron that fit. And when you don't, it can get ugly.
No question. We've seen it early this season. On the other side of the hallway, the Clippers starting out, I believe, 2-2. They've looked decent this year. Do you think the Clippers, if Kawhi is healthy, PG stays healthy, do you think they have enough to win the championship?
Absolutely. I think health aside, this is probably the deepest team in the league.
Okay.
You know, obviously, they're really monitoring Kawhi's load.
Is that a good move, or is that you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Kawhi's kind of always been a load guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he still produces when the time is right. So I think I've been a big fan of what Ty Lue has been as a head coach. You know, we didn't really know if in Cleveland it was at LeBron.
Sure.
But this is clearly Ty Lue having these guys buy into what he's telling them, you know, being stars in their roles. They've done a great job of that. You know, the last 2 years with, you know, no Kawhi at all last year, PG for 30 games, they made the playoffs with no star.
Facts.
Which is no star.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So you get your two guys back. You get a hungry John Wall who's been impressive. His ability to still get downhill and score and get to the foul line. I think along with Golden State, to me, those are the two best teams in the Western Conference.
So Golden State, the Clippers.
And I'm not even saying this from because I think both these teams, not to cut you off, know that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and their goal is to be playing in June. They may not be the top two seeds in the Western Conference, but I think they're the two best teams in the Western Conference.
Who do you like out the East?
I like Milwaukee. I really like Boston, but I don't think Boston's going to be a good team all year. But I don't think they make noise in the playoffs unless Robert Williams is healthy. He's
facts.
Big.
Facts.
Big, athletic, does everything you need from a big in today's game.
Yes, sir.
So they definitely need Robert Williams. You know, the jury's going to be out on Brooklyn until they prove it, you know, with KD and Kawhi.
Always, what about, you know, Cleveland? Do you give Cleveland a shot to compete?
I think they're young. I like them. I have to see more. You know, none of the guys on the team have necessarily won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to, in knowing how to win and winning and closing games to win. And then when it gets later in the, you know, end of the season and playoffs, like, experience is the best teacher when it comes to that. But I like their young roster and what Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell's a hooper. And Darius Garland's coming into his own, being a first-time All-Star last year. So, Devin, the young boy from USC,
Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley. You know what I mean? They got a good core, Jared Allen. So I like what they have. I think they're more of a mid-pack. I think they're around that 5-6 area in the Eastern Conference, but they could peak at some point and get hot and be like a third seed for a while. But I think think they're more of a middle of the pack when it comes to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's four or five games into the season, so it's a lot of basketball. Yeah. As a pro, somebody that spent 15 years in the league, you know the deal. Like us as fans and the peanut gallery, it's like we're losing, people pulling out their hair.
Yeah, I think the NBA goes in a couple runs. The beginning of the season, you know, guys are active. It dies off after Thanksgiving until Christmas. Those Christmas Day games are always popping. And then it's going to die off in January, going to the All-Star break. You know, guys are going to be playing better to make the All-Star team. And then after the All-Star break, to me, is when the season really gets going. You know, you got anywhere from 20 to 30 games left, and it's go time. You know, you got to understand who's going to be there, what those rotations are, what the chemistry with those guys are, and get ready to tighten down your lineups going into the playoffs.
Do you, in having explained that, is there times during the season where you turn it on as a pro more than other times, or are you just one way? Were you just one way?
I was just always energy. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's just, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, it's just a lot that goes into it. So I was always someone who played hard, but just, I think the overall energy of the basketball is just it because it's such a long season.
82.
Such a long season, you know what I mean? So to be the whole entire time for some of these stars, although they play hard, it's just tough.
Yeah.
You know, so again, I think there's a few spots where basketball, and that's not to say in those downtimes, I said you're still going to get good basketball, but I think just the overall product is the best in those times, I said.
Yeah, facts. So, switching gears to the AAU youth basketball level, you're heavily involved in the development of your two sons, Isaiah and Carter. They're high level for their age group, and you know, you've kind of been on the grind. Describe yourself, or describe the type of basketball parent that you are.
I'm a dad that, when you're in between those lines, play hard. Period. No matter what. That's the, you know, you can't control everything, but your the two things are your attitude and your energy. And I was someone whose attitude was this. So I want my kids' attitude to be more consistent. And their energy always up. As far as skill development, I was never really a dad that was going to push my kids, you know.
Why not?
Because I think too often parents make it a job too early. Parents try to vicariously live through their children. You know, they missed on their glory days, so my kids got to be it. And every parent thinks their child's going to the NBA. So it's just that there's a lot that goes in there. That's the toxic side of the or one of the toxic sides of AAU basketball. But I never pushed them just because, I wanted them to want to find the love and the passion to do it, because I'm not going to be able to push them all the way through.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not going to start pushing them early on. Like, they have to want that, because if they want it, it's the only chance they have of even having a chance to make it, is they got to want it. You know, they've been around the game a lot. You know, they were in the locker rooms with Kobe. They were in the locker rooms with CP and Blake. They were on the plane with KD and Steph and Clay for the finals, and in the locker room with those guys. So their basketball IQ has always been high, but like most kids, they like to play video games. So they were always good at a younger age because their IQ was so high. But then as they started getting older and other kids are working out and they're not working out, other kids started catching them.
Right.
You know, so as a coach, you know, one's starting and one isn't, you know. And it's not to say that the second one that's not starting couldn't start. He's just, they have to work on their game. So I think that kind of, they started, they say, you know, they started wanting to work out more. Was I surprised them for their 10th birthday with the workout from Kobe. We drove out to Orange County.
Oh, I remember that.
He put them through hell. One of them was crying at the end. It was funny as a motherfucker. But that, I remember when we went in there, because me and Kobe talked the night before.
Yeah.
Just about what are they like? What do they like to do? What's their games like? Mm-hmm. And we were talking. And when we got in there, he's like, where you guys want to go to school? And in unison, so we're going to UCLA. And Cub's like, psh, not to play basketball. And they're like, the fuck? You know what I mean? They're like, you know, your dad said all you want to do is play video games. He's like, do you guys work on your games? And they look at each other. No. He's like, all right, well, you guys can go there because you're going to be smart, but you're not going to play basketball. And that kind of like fucked him up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he put him through a tough workout. And it kind of, to me, it turned the light bulb on, but it wasn't all the way on. So, you know, over the next, they're 13 now, so over the next maybe year, they would, you know, have days where it was just me. They would have days that they want to do it. We'll go out and, you know, go out in the backyard and shoot and get a good workout in, but it wasn't consistent. So I still wasn't going to push them. But But then as they continue to get older and they see their friends getting better, they're like, okay, Dad, we're ready to start working out. So that probably happened at about, they'll be 14 in November. So that probably happened maybe a year ago that they wanted to start getting serious. So I found Chris Johnson in Just Hoop. And he's one of the best trainers of explaining the game to these kids I've ever seen. And I can just see their game improve so much. I mean, the one thing they can do is shoot the ball, which is needed, but they shoot the shit out of the ball, which I love. So to me, they have a high IQ. They naturally shoot the ball. So now to me is where now we can learn the skill, because you can always learn the skill, but shooting is something you have to have. And to me, the IQ is something that's very important. So they had those two things, and now they're just adding the skill to it, which is great. Absolutely. So it's good. It's a fun journey to watch now because they want it. It's not about me, but obviously, you know, now that they want it, I'm going to give them every opportunity and resource to have. You know, they also train in boxing, so, you know, they're starting to get their cardio right and their hands right, because, you know, they're going to get pushed as light-skinned, curly-haired boys like we did.
For sure.
And our hands were always ready. But they're not going to grow up like we grew up.
Nah.
So I got to make sure that, you know, their hands are ready. And it's overall, it's just a good cardio work. So,
yeah.
You know, now the journey starts.
Yeah.
And it's dope. Like I said, it's really joyful being able to see your kids fall in love with something and then you start seeing their improvement. You know what I mean? And I'm giving them the ins and outs and the integral sides of the game. So we'll have to see what happens, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
there's nothing better than seeing your child discover their passion,
right?
And then, you know, go after it and chase it without you having to tell them or wake them up in the morning. Like, they getting up before you and just already at it. I know.
I remember with Will, man. I remember the journey when he was, you know, when it was the, when the whole Oregon stuff was coming about, and kind of how nervous as a father you were and what that was like. You know what I mean? Like, that's a dream. Like, I hope that, you know, I'm in your shoes one day when it comes to that. And just kind of get to experience that, because I'm loving it at 13. I couldn't imagine, like, or okay, they've always wanted to go to UCLA. Oh shit, UCLA is an opportunity now. Like, let's go get this shit.
Yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah. One of the things that an obstacle for the young athletes today is sort of this social media versus reality situation, right? Because you know, you see something on social media, you might think a guy, because a video has a million hits, and you automatically think this guy is legit. They make you, social media sometimes make you feel lesser than what you truly are. I mean, there's a lot of self-esteem issues. Yeah. How do you protect your kids or school your kids on how to handle social media? I know they're active. They have a podcast. Right. So how do you handle that, Barnes?
Just talk to them. Yeah. You know, and I waited. You know, they just started getting, active on the social platforms maybe about right before they turned 12. Because I just knew what kind of dangerous, negative area that is. You know, it's beneficial if it's used right. And there are people that use it the right way. But, you know, we just live in a generation of just negativity and hate, which is crazy.
Hate for no reason.
You don't want that at a young age, for, like you said, those kids, you know, or some even adults, you know, justify their value by likes and comments. You know, so I just want them to understand that it really is almost two different worlds. Enjoy it, but enjoy it like a video game. Like, you got to come back to life. You got to do your homework. You still got to go to bed at 9:30. Like, there's real life shit going on. Like, you still got to work on your game. But just understand that people are going to come for you. You know, especially because you, first of all, because, you know, you're my kids. Second, because, you know, you're pretty decent in basketball. And third is because, you know, we're talking about business and life around here, you know what I mean? So they have a successful podcast and they're starting to do other shit outside of just being, you know, student athletes. So there's going to be some there's going to be love that comes with that and negativity that comes with that. So just really just trying to spoon feed them real life game, because real life is happening to them now.
Yeah, and the earlier you get the real life game, you know, the shell shock of it all, it's like the better you're going to be off.
Just prepared,
And them as young businessmen and you know, they have a social media presence. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about NIL, and are you going to have them balance both?
Yes, I'm definitely going to have them balance both. I haven't really thought about NIL.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, that's just going to happen.
I mean, it's far away, you know, it's just a new thing that we have to think about now.
It's just going to, you know, if they do everything they're supposed to do, NIL will be an option for them. You know what I mean? So we can't shortcut the process. We have to understand that, you know, that's the goal, but that's not the only goal. You know, the goal is to get to college. You know, if you get to college at a higher school, most likely you're going to, you know, that NIL stuff will come. But, you know, if their goal is to make it, that this is great, but let's remember why we're here and you know, keep our foot on the gas. So I think it's cool. You know, I wish we had it. I remember being on campus and, you know, I had a cool little car and an apartment, but, you know, maybe $1,500 on a good day when I would be blessed. But I couldn't imagine having a couple hundred thousand in Westwood.
That's tough.
Because we might not have made it out.
We talked about this before. More money, more problems, Mark.
Man, we would have had fun. But, like, you think about it. You know, there's NBA guys the first handful of years, or even vets that blow their money. You know what I mean? So you imagine you're getting these 17-year-old kids, 18-year-old kids, all this money. And, you know, when you go to these major programs, you're the man on campus. You know, you go to these big programs like at UCLA, we were the shit. You know what I mean? So to having all this money and you're making more money than the coach sometimes. And to me, I'm just going to want, like, are kids going to lose the hunger? Can they stay focused? Can they, you know, stacking bricks like Rico, like our boy Reek says, are they going to continue to stack bricks because they are having not only success and recognition, but now money at a young age? So.
Yeah. That's the most difficult part, though, is that keeping that motivation, that hunger.
Right.
Because the reason you're doing it is to be paid, to be able to take care of people and have resources, to be able to enjoy your life. So once you achieve that, how do you keep the hunger? I mean, advice to these young, because a lot of high school athletes are listening to this podcast.
Well, remember why you're being paid. Like, I don't think you can ever forget that. Then that goes for, you know, this level of sports and even in the league.
Sure.
Like, you can there's so many pitfalls now, and social media is such a prevalent thing in society that, you get, like I said, you get caught up and think that that's real life sometimes. So, you know, look at that shit like a video game, but remember, like, you're getting these, people are looking at you and loving you and hating on you, and you're getting this bread because you're doing something well. So you have to continue to do that well and elevate and keep pushing yourself, because if you don't, if you stay stagnant, all that shit disappears and they don't care about you.
Do you think the game is in a better place, college basketball, you think it's in a better place than we played? Because Ed O'Bannon fought for what these kids have now, one of our OGs, okay? Right. So my point, and when I ask you this, is do you think that the game is in a good spot as far as doing right by the college athlete?
I mean, I think NILs is a great idea, but at the same time, the NCAA is not the one giving up this money.
Facts.
You know, they're the most corrupt organization, one of the most corrupt organizations out there. You know,
facts.
So all those kids are getting money that has nothing to do with the NCAA giving it to them. You know, so I don't know if I would say the game is in a good spot, because, you know, these days college is almost frowned upon. Like, oh, you got to go to college?
You're not that nice.
Right. You know what I mean? And we had a blast. I mean, I wouldn't trade college for nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in that four. If I could have stayed longer, I would have. You know, I had a great time in college. But now if you stay till your junior or senior year, like, they're like, oh, do you have enough game? And then there's so many other avenues. Now, you know, I'm working for OTE. You know, that's an avenue now where kids want to go. You know, if they don't want to go to college, there's other avenues. So I wouldn't say it's in a better place. I mean, I think it's fine. But I think the competition back when we played was realer, because no matter how good you were, normally you stayed at least 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it was consistent. You would see guys grow right in front of you, and teams would be better because they had more chemistry. Guys weren't just in and out, one and done. So, you know, to me, everyone's goal is to get to the league. So if they can, you know, mainstream it, I'm not mad at it, but I really personally enjoy college.
Absolutely. It was
you did too.
The time is our life.
You,
I mean,
you did too.
You know I did.
Yeah, you had a really good time.
Do we have to even bring that up right now? It's well documented how much fun I had in college. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now. Just, you know, you've carved out this role in media where you're doing well. You're all over the place. I see you all over the place. You have a major league podcast. How did you start setting yourself up for the career after the game, during, while you were a pro or in college? Or is it something that you started? Talk to me about when you started to want to go down that route.
I started thinking about transition. I played till I was 37. I started thinking about transitioning at about 32. You know, just like, okay, who knows how much longer I'm going to be playing. You know, let me start investing and aligning myself with brands that, you know, I like. So when I'm done, hopefully this is moving. Mm-hmm. Bro, the media came out of nowhere. I had no plans in doing media. Zero. You know, because I just, as an athlete, there's a huge disconnect between media and athletes. And, yeah. And it's almost like, and don't overthink this reference, but it's like, you know, street people talking to cops. Like, they just, we didn't like to talk to them. There's a few that were cool that you would talk to. But you never really wanted to have to, because you just, there's always so many angles and you know, narratives that can be spun. So media never once thought about, oh, I'm going to get out and do this. I'm going to get out and never. But luckily a friend of mine is just like, hey, you know, you're always so well spoken in your interviews. You should try it. I was like, I want to learn how to produce and direct and be behind the camera. I still want to be around it. I just don't want to be in front of it. Luckily I listened and, it was cool. I'm just like, just shoot the shit.
And what'd you like about it?
I just like that it wasn't the point of view. And don't take me wrong, because there are guys that haven't played that have good point of views. Sure. But I just like that I was able to give like a in the locker room point of view, on the court point of view, suspended from a game, a real game, lose the money point of view. You know what I mean? Like, I can give you that. And I think that's what fans appreciate,
yeah,
because they really want to know, like, what is it really like? You know, so you, no matter how good Stephen A. Smith is, or you can name another one, they can't really give you like what it's really like. They can explain what they think it's like, but they can't give you what it's like. So I knew that I can carve out a lane that way. I was getting positive feedback, and I think what really helped me, Chris, was just staying me. Like, you know me. I've always been me. Like, every room I walk in, I'm me. I'm not,
absolutely,
damn, who do I need to be today? Da, 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 da. Like, I'm always me. And I think that unapologetic realness that I played with translated into this space in a different way.
Facts.
So it just kind of took off. You know, I started doing Fox and ESPN, and then ESPN locked me in to a multi-year deal, and I just signed my second multi-year deal with them. But it's just been cool, man. And from there, obviously, the podcast came. You know, Jack was in a similar. He didn't know what he, you know, I knew what I wanted to do, but he didn't really know where he was at with it and what was next. And he didn't know that, you know, speaking could, you know, be as lucrative as it's been. And, you know, we were both getting the same feedback. One day we're at my house in the Bay, medicating. And, you know, I was just like, got to do something together. In this talking space, because we're both really talking real shit. And he's like, I'm down. He's like, what do you want to do? I was like, let's do a podcast. He's like, what's a podcast? I was like, I don't know, but I know we could cuss and we could smoke and we can drink. Like, we could really be us, because, you know, at Disney is ESPN and then Fox is, you know, so you kind of have to walk that corporate line. But, you know, I just, from the pod, the few podcasts I've seen, people are just really loose being themselves. So he left me with the business side. He's like, you know, I'm in. So if you get it lined up, just let me know. So I just started grinding, you know, lightning in a bottle. Friend of a friend introduced me to someone at Showtime. I pitched them the idea, just pitched them. No sizzle, no real, you know, no deck, no nothing. I just told them what I wanted, which was just a relaxed, comfortable setting, like a man cave. You know, like you've been over to the house and, you know, you've been lost in the sauce and just having cameras on something like that. You know what I mean? Not like a, hey, what did you think? Like, we're kicking back, you know, you're talking shit, I'm talking shit, we're watching the game. And then, and that kind of, I felt like that, because we have, around the world, there's so many great conversations in those settings.
Absolutely.
Without cameras.
Absolutely.
Whether you're professional or not, they're just great conversations.
Facts.
So that's what I wanted to bring to this world. And, you know, when I kept telling people, like, yo, we're going to change the podcast. And, yeah, right. There's so many podcasts. How can you change the game? And we came in and we did that. You know, in our first year, we won Sports Podcast of the Year. And I just keep, you know, I really think we set the bar. Although we weren't the first, I think we set the bar in this space. And I literally, we just started season four. And I told our team, you know, coming into the season, like, I feel like we're still the barometer, but I feel like there's people in the same room as us now. So we got to elevate. We got to go to the next level. You know, so now we're, you know, we did Klay Thompson on his boat after practice, driving back to Tiburon, you know, on the water.
Nice. Like, Tiburon. And I used to be up there. Yeah, right. Sausalito and stuff.
Yes. Yeah,
you know about that, bro.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes. And Klay doesn't talk to nobody. You know what I mean? Yeah. Klay had his shoes off, feet out, dog on the couch, and you know, talking about he had a little dime bag and just wanted to play Rock Band, and the police in Pullman fucked it up.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? And then, man, we just had Will Smith on Monday. So first we had to go see his movie, Emancipation, which was incredible.
Okay.
Then we went and interviewed a man, and he laughed, he cried, he talked shit, he was vulnerable, he was real, he was transparent, and it was just such a dope interview. So
what is it about y'all, man, that allows you guys to get that transparent, that realness out of your guests? You guys get so much good stuff.
I think it's the environment that we create. You know what I mean? Like, if you come up to the set, like, it's not stiff. It's, you know, we're smoking, there's food, we're drinking, we're laughing, we're having a good time. Like, we just, we want our guests to feel comfortable enough to have a good time. You know what I mean? And a little green, or, you know, some wine, or, you know, your choice of beverage, you know, everyone kind of just exhales a little bit. And then again, what I mentioned a second ago is just our realness. You know what I mean? Jack and I are going to be ourselves regardless. So, you know, you should know coming into our set, we're not trying to find no clickbait, and we're not trying to give people a platform to, you know, sabotage themselves. Like, we really want, again, a good kickback conversation. I always take, you know, pride in humanizing our guests, you know, because we're fortunate enough, because I played, I get a chance to see the other side of these people, and our fans don't. So how can I show our fans the other side of our guests? So that's kind of my approach every time I go into it, and we've done a good job at that.
When you run into sort of the, and I won't say controversy, but it's sort of like a little hiccup with that Ime Udoka situation earlier in the Celtics, where you said something about it and you came out. What was up with that?
I mean, what happened was, you know, I came out initially saying that, you know, although it's not, you know, adultery is not right, it's common. Not only in, you know, professional front offices, but the world. It happens.
Normal spaces.
It's a normal thing. So again, I'm not condoning it, I'm not justifying it, and I'm definitely not criticizing it, because I've committed it. You know what I mean? So, you know, all my mistakes are very well documented. So I was just trying to say, it's just like, where I was coming from was, the only reason why I even spoke on it was because Robert Sarver, the Phoenix Sun shit, he got a 1-year suspension. So when I heard that Ime got a 1-year suspension for, like, what allegedly was going on, I'm just like, how the fuck is that fair?
Yeah.
So that's why I came out to his defense initially. I posted it. Someone close to the situation kind of told me it was a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then someone close to the situation told me it was a little bit more. Mm. So I'm like, oh, shit. Let me backpedal a little bit.
March. Yeah.
And I'm not a back, you know, I'm not, that's a, back, what I'm not saying. A backpedaler.
That's what I'm saying. That I'm took a lot.
I'm not a backpedaler. You know, so I backpedaled and just apologized. But you know what's funny was I got a lot of love, but also a lot of hate. Oh, now you're not supporting our brother. Now you're this, this, and that. And oh, yeah. You need to tell us and this kind of stuff. And it's just like, I feel like too often in media when people misspeak, it's just shit goes on. Instead of being like, nah, you know, maybe I was wrong. I didn't have all the facts, you know. We got to let this. I think the one mistake I said is I think something like it's 100 times worse. Maybe that like threw people off like, whoa. But, you know, from what I heard, it was just it was a lot deeper.
Yeah.
You know, than meets the eye and still a little bit deeper than actually come to light. You know what I mean? So, again, it's not. I just felt like from the direction I took, and it was only because I didn't feel like from what the world, the information we had at the time, that Ime Udoka, what we're hearing, you know, an affair, and what Robert Sarver did were on the same level because they both initially got the same suspension.
Right.
So, again, once I kind of heard a little bit more, I was just like, all right, let me just back up off this because, you know, this is no fun for no one. And, again, I'm not judging anyone because I've committed adultery, you know. So it's just like, let me just back up out this space and let the information come out as it will.
Yeah, that was dope that you fell on your sword. I thought it was, you know, again, the part of the evolution of Matt Barnes. You know, you're just going to come out, own it, and then move forward. And that's what I respect about you.
Yeah.
The Robert Sarver situation. Do you feel like the league did the right thing by making him have to sell his team? And was it too little? Is it too little too late? Give me some thoughts.
No, it's not too. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's not the league's fault. You know what I mean? We had the Sterling situation, you know, in the playoffs with Golden State. You know, we're trying to beat a young, hungry. If people remember, we were the last team to beat Golden State before they went on that dynasty run. So mm-hmm. we were dealing with a young, hungry, on the rise Golden State Warriors team, and our idiot owner gets caught, you know, on tape.
That's
when it dropped during the playoffs. We're actually making a show about it. Called, they're filming right now called The Sterling Affair. It's coming out on FX next year. It's dope. And it's
sick.
Documenting this whole space. But the Sarver situation, again, and when the Sterling shit hit, I'm like, it wasn't a big deal to me from a standpoint of, you know, racism is still alive, but I face real racism in my life, you know, with my high school nearly being burned down and a green light being put on my head and I had to move because they were trying to kill me. So I faced like real life racism. So when you hear older white men, you know,
talk
disrespectful, talk racism, just like, you know, fuck you. But they're not the only one that think like that. Yeah. And they're just the only ones dumb enough to get caught. So in this situation is the same thing. Sarver's just always been an arrogant asshole to me, mm-hmm. you know, just always arrogant, thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, always needs to be the center of attention. I just never really fuck with that. So I didn't have any racial incidents with him because he probably knew not to play that around me. I did have an incident with him, and I said it on the Sharp podcast not too long ago, but we had a game out there one time after I had left, and I was going back and forth with like a young teenage kid and his dad, but it was like a friendly, like talk trash back and forth. It wasn't no disrespect, no hate. Mm-hmm. And we're at the free throw line and I hear someone say, stop fucking talking to my fans, or don't fucking talk to my fans. I said, who the fuck is talking? I turn around and it was him in the corner with his wife. And I looked, and I said, I'll come smack the shit out of you in front of your wife. Say something else. And like tightened up real quick. And I just ran back down the court.
Yeah.
And he told on me and I got fined.
How much you get fined?
$25,000.
For talking to the owner like that?
But the owner was talking to me like
that.
So
how did they vet that out? What was the investigation? They didn't care?
It was
Barnes.
It wasn't even an investigation. Auto. Like, to me, how can an owner cuss at me and I cuss back and get fined?
That's wild.
Crazy. So, again, never had no racism shit with him personally. Just asshole, didn't like him, and which is, who cares? You could still be an owner with that. But then, you know, our brother Earl Watson had his run-in with Sarver, and the shit that Earl told me, I'm just like, really?
Right.
You're like, really?
That was crazy. I never really talked about it, but you know, we kind of sat behind the scenes knowing what time it was.
Yo,
that dude was wild.
Wild as fuck.
Wild as fuck.
He's luckily he hasn't got fucked up yet.
Honestly,
some of the shit
and violence is never the answer, but
sometimes it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's my famous quote, but sometimes it is. So.
Hey, they put that meme on whenever I tweet it, they put your meme on there and say that, but sometimes it is.
So, I mean, again, we really, you don't want to see it ever go that far in our older ages now, but in our younger ages, we were you're okay with that.
Sure.
But you just knew there was a matter of time. You hear Earl's incident and you hear other incidents. It's only a matter of time before, you know, people are just going to start being like, okay, hey, this is who this guy is. And all the cover up him and his wife tried to do was bullshit. You know, a lot. Some people might lie, but that many people aren't lying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, again, you can't blame the NBA for having people like this. There's still more in the NBA. I guarantee it.
100%.
There's still more. And not only in the NBA and MLB and football and probably even more. But again, when it finally showed itself, you have to be stern and you have to, no pun intended, you have to, you know, make a stance that there's no room in our game. There's really no room in the world, but particularly professional sports, for racism. So, you know, I initially thought that the fine and the 1 year suspension was bullshit. But, you know, I knew that people were going to start speaking enough like me. They were saying, you know, this is bullshit. And, you know, the bigger guys start speaking. When LeBron and them start speaking, that's when shit happens. You know what I mean? And then sponsors start pulling out. That's when shit happens. So,
yes.
You know, luckily, thankfully he made the decision that he should sell the team. So, you know, so he made a mistake. He's made several mistakes. But at the same time, don't feel bad for him, for people like, oh, this is not enough. He's 30% owner of that team. So that team sells for a couple billion. He's gonna bread it up. Yeah, he's going to eat.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I think that one of the bigger things, like racism is definitely an issue in pro sports, but I think misogyny is a huge huge epidemic in pro sports. We see Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, now coming out of under fire. Jerry Jones in recent weeks on the NFL side of things has been under fire. Do you think that the misogynistic sort of foundation that pro sports is, where they act that way or act that way, you think that's ever going to change? And how can it change?
I do. Because, I mean, it's probably been going on for a long time and never spoken on, and now it's at least a conversation. Like, remember back in the day when we wanted weed legalized, it was a long way, but then they started talking about it.
Yeah, it was deep when they started talking about it.
And next thing you know, it's here. You know, so when things are finally that we know, if not, again, and not only in professional sports, but just these boardrooms around the world, when it starts getting talked about, it's coming, that means, I think, more change is on the way. Will we be able to see it in our lifetime? I'm not sure, but it's definitely changing now because it's just a more righteous country, or we try to be, you know, just a more wrong is wrong finally in some cases.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, so to me, it's starting to change. So, and I say the same thing with the racism. You know what I mean? I think there's just a certain standard of these 70 plus old, you know, oil billionaires or real estate billionaires that are team owners, and that's just kind of the life they've lived. A nigger will slip out here and there.
Yeah.
You know, nigger this, nigger, you know, and that's just kind of the way, that's the way they talk normally privately, but sometimes it's slipping out. But I think, you know, once they, you know, pass on from our game and just everyone's game in general, I think these next, you know, new wave of CEOs and owners are just understanding more of what our culture is about. And that's not to say that some young racist isn't going to slip in, but I think overall, look, that people are just starting to understand, man, there's just, we're all here together. And, you know, black and brown people have been called minority for so long, but we're actually the majority now. You know, they try to use the word minority to keep us in our place, but we're really the majority. So just kind of having to understand how the world is now, I think, you know, eventually, to answer your question, I think eventually it will change, and it is changing. I just don't know how soon we'll see it.
Why do you think more hasn't been done to get Brittany Griner out of jail?
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. Me and my girl were actually talking about it last night.
I mean, it's bad, Matt, because
for a cartridge, too?
When you think about it, it's a cartridge. It's not even actual flour. There's no, like, real weed being found, bro.
I think it's timing. I think timing, you know, Chris, timing is everything. And I think she got caught in the middle of a war with Ukraine and Russia, and then, you know, the United States giving Ukraine money. Oh, and we have one of your NBA female stars, or WNBA stars over here. You know, we're going to make an example. Unfortunately, I think they're trying to make an example out of her. You know, she just had her bail denied the other day.
Yeah, she's like, I got a 9-year sentence.
So I'm praying that, you know, the president and someone can really make something happen. But I think this might be a situation where I don't think that they say something like she's close to 8 years left because, you know, time served.
Yeah, but
I think that she's, and I hope I'm wrong on a couple different levels, but I think she's going to probably do a couple years and then they're going to free her.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Because honestly, man, I really feel like this is unfair, because if this was a male professional athlete,
I agree.
Right? This would not happen, right? It would have been swift. You know, calls would have been made. Folks would have been on red, you know, that bat phone talking to Putin, and then that dude's out of here. So, but Brittany now has to pay the price, right, for the timing of everything. And I appreciate the people that is using their platforms to try to.
Every, you know, and it's using your platform. If you look at it, although it's a gesture, and we do love, and we hope she's safe, and sending love out to our family, does it really? It doesn't really do anything, which is messed up. I wish there was more tangible things that people could do to really help. But, you know, right now we're kind of at the mercy of their judicial system and their president and how they see holding her fit, which is unbelievable. So, yeah, man, I just definitely pray for her family, her loved ones. And, you know, she's just an example. There's a lot of people around the world that are in similar situations.
Absolutely.
You know, she just happens to have some fame and money behind her name. So that's why it's so front and center. Not that it doesn't deserve to be, but there's a lot of people in similar situations. So it's just like, it just kind of just shows how crazy this world can be.
Man, I have a story from my time overseas and risks I took doing something similar as Brittany Griner. I was in Malaysia, man, playing in the damn Asian Championship in 2001. You know, I got Stace Bozeman out there with me. We're playing against JR and Sam God in the final. But, you know, I needed some weed. I needed to smoke that week. And, you know, you're in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, whole other country. So I ended up going to find it and everything like that, right? So I find it out there in freaking Malaysia, which you could have gotten in jail, first of all. So I'm smoking in my hotel room with Stace.
In the hotel?
Me and Stace.
In the bathroom or just where your bed is at?
In my damn bed. In my bedroom part.
All bad.
So just toweling the door.
You must have been playing really well at the time. Well, you
36
felt like,
or better. Yeah, you 37.
You felt like rules didn't matter.
Hey, I was feeling invincible, right? Yeah. So look. We got all this stuff in Malaysia. We win the championship. I take
Y'all beat them.
We beat them.
What'd you get? What kind of number did you put up?
36, 8, ooh, and 8 in the final. Shamgod was guarding me.
What'd Stace do?
He was just guarding Shamgod. So he was doing all the defensive stuff. So and he's just letting me just get off. So that was beautiful. So I ended up taking the stuff back to Qatar. Now, you know that's like is worse than taking some stuff back to
killed
Russia.
For it.
Bro. But just to show you where my mindset was and how people just, you know, I read a lot of comments on Twitter about how could she even think to do something like that? Trust me, when you're at a certain status at a certain place in basketball and you're overseas and you got to feel like you need something to make your body, your bones, something that you have used for a while that help you play well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not you'll only be really play, risk but it. Sleep, relax,
eat.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Your mental state.
Come on, man.
My mental state.
Inflammation.
Bro. I'm risking all that for that. I think about that story. I've never told that story to anyone. But I think about that. And I've been thinking about that since Brittany. Like, damn, thank God that I made it out. Because if I would have got busted with that, bro, it would have been it would have been bad.
Yeah, I was taking those chances on vacation. You know, I didn't even need it to play or anything like that. I just felt like I needed it. Like, if I'm going to go on vacation with this son, I'm going over the water. It's like, I need it.
Hey.
You know what I mean? It just is what it is. Because to me, you know, I'm not a big drinker. I definitely don't pop pills. It's just... what I feel like like I said, that's my medicine.
Yeah.
And the fact that for a cartridge, she may have to spend years in jail is
we definitely not condoning smuggling marijuana over international waters. That's something this show is not condoning.
The crime definitely doesn't match the punishment by any means.
No, it doesn't. Man, one more thing for you, brother, before you go. I just want you to give some advice. Your second act, if you will, from business to media, coaching, how do you stay locked in, and how did you have the vision to kind of, you know where you wanted to go with your career after basketball?
I didn't, like I said, I invested because I thought, you know, I was going to be a cannabis owner, and I just thought I would have a few other businesses. But
are you still going to do cannabis?
Yeah, I'm still in it. I'm just not as heavy anymore because like media is kind of, so that kind of worked for itself.
Okay.
The media stuff is really media and content creation have kind of been number one.
Sweet.
And it, Chris, I just say it's cool. It's I love doing it. You know what I mean? Like I got the luckiest job in the world to play, you know, professional basketball for 15 years and get paid for it. And now, you know, I get to still talk about it and create content around it. And that shit is fun. And, you know, to be ESPN and Showtime and NBC Bay Area because I work for the Kings, and Baller Vision because I'm working for the Clippers, the Ballmer shit he's doing.
I saw that. That was dope.
I'm doing color commentary for OTE. You know what I mean? So all these people, you know, want to pay me to talk about basketball, and it's good pay. You know what I mean? So it's just like, shit, it's a lot. It's you know, I don't like that I have to travel a lot. I'm missing time with my kids, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, you kind of have to strike while the iron is hot. The iron is hot right now. More doors continue to open, man. So I just, you know, I continue to stay real and authentic in me, you know, and be transparent. I fucked up on the Udoka thing. I apologize. You know, a lot of people, but a lot of people respected that. The people who needed it respected it, respected
facts.
It.
Facts.
You know, which continues to make me, okay, like he is really. So it's just like, continue to be me, continue to be gracious, continue to be thankful. You know, we were talking about the other day, I was at a paint and sip with a guy named Ron Everly. His name goes by Boss, but he's Kevin Hart's trainer. He's my trainer.
Okay.
And we did a little paint and sip at his crib, and he was telling a story to a bunch of guys in the circle that when he met me in 2017 after I won a championship, I had a big old house on Doheny for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my first time. I'd always seen him, so I hit him up and I was like, I want you to train me and probably gonna play, you know, in another year or two. I decided to retire, but he was telling a story how I guess one day we were working out, and the one thing I told him was just like, shake hands and be cool with everyone because you never know who is who. You know what I mean? Like, and especially I try to do that because I think there was such a misconception that I was a thug or a bad guy or dumb or any of that kind of shit. So I go out of my way to be cool with people, and you never know where that's going to lead you. It could lead you nowhere. It could lead you everywhere. And it's led me to a lot of different places now because, you know, I played a long time in the NBA. I went to UCLA, and I'm, you know, I'm touchable from a, you know. So I like to be out and about and in good rooms and communicate with people and see if, you know, friendships or business come from it. And, you know, that's kind of been my recipe. And then, you know, obviously when you get these opportunities, you got to continue to grind, you know, yep. kick these doors in, you know, I mean, it's, yep. I got ESPN, so I got to study the whole league, and then I got the Kings, so I got to study the Kings, then I got to study the Clippers, and now I got to learn all these little young OTE kids.
Yes,
because,
sir.
You know,
the Thompson twins.
So the twins are, my twins are going to school me on that because I don't have time to watch that, yeah. but now I'm getting paid to do it, so yeah. I need to know it. So it's just like, you know, it's still work, but it's fun work, yeah. and it's, you know, could be a lot worse type shit. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's why I just continue to grind. And hopefully I motivate people from a standpoint of I was a journeyman role player. You know what I mean? Like you see guys that move into media that have these kind of careers are like all stars or Hall of Famers and all that shit. And I'm not. So to me, I think that shows other guys it's more attainable. Like literally anybody could do it. You just got to be good at it. You got to know how to, you know, work your rooms and talk your shit and shake your hands and, you know, anything is possible, man. So I just want to continue to motivate and elevate myself and elevate everything that I touch and see where it goes.
Man, you're doing a hell of a job, brother. Keep that. Doing what you're doing. We love the show. Love you on ESPN, man. And we're looking out for these Isaiah and Carter.
Yeah, they're coming down the pipeline.
As the next generation,
yeah.
brother.
Business of basketball, they're coming.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Barnes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on?
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.